A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Me'ilah Daf Chaf, Me'ilah 20a, pagination is 39. We'll start at the bottom of the page where we begin the sixth perek. Hashliach sha'asa shalichuso. If a shliach, a messenger, does what he was told to do. Balabayas Moal, the homeowner who sent him to do it, is the one who is in violation of Me'ilah. Let's think about the case. There is some material that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Baal HaBayis, the homeowner, does not personally go ahead and do the accidental usage of Beis HaMikdash property, but instead instructs the shliach, the messenger, to make use of that property. They do not know at the time that it is Kodesh, and therefore it's Me'ilah. That's the case of Me'ilah. It was done b'shogeg, and it's going to be obligatory to pay back Keren, Chomesh, Va'asham, the atonement carbon. Who is responsible to bring that atonement carbon and to pay the extra fifth? Who is the player over here? So we have a special rule that sometimes a shaliach, a messenger, really is indeed representing the person who sent him. Now, this is not always the case. Sometimes we say, Ein shaliach l'dvar avera. There's no messenger to do a sin. Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin. If the master says one thing and the student says another, who do you think you're supposed to listen to? Hashem said, don't do it. This person is saying, do it. You're not supposed to listen to the person, you're supposed to listen to the master. And very often we say, there's no such thing as Shliach L'Dvar Avera. There are exceptions. There are cases where Shliach definitely does work. In a positive sense, we have Teruma, that a messenger can take Teruma, the tithe, on behalf of somebody else. And likewise, in the case of Me'ilah, we have a special limud that tells us that the messenger represents the person who sent him. And it's the person who sent him who is in violation, as our Mishnah will develop, provided that he was doing what he was supposed to do. But if he deviates, then he's not considered representing the person who sent him, and he's on his own in his Me'ilah. Says the Mishnah, second line, Lo asa shalichuso, if he was not doing what he was sent to do, hashliach mo'al, then the shliach is the one responsible for the Me'ilah. Ketzad, how does this work? An example. Omar lo, if the homeowner said, ten basar la'orchim, give meat to these guests, v'nasan lohem kaved, and he gave them liver, kaved, he told them to give liver, v'nasan lohem basar, and the messenger did meat. Hashaliach mo'al, the shaliach is the one in violation because he cannot claim that he was doing what he was sent to do, even though this is an exception and messenger represents and the homeowner should be in violation, but you didn't do what you were supposed to do. And therefore the shliach is on his own. Omar lo, if he told them, however, ten lohem chaticha, chaticha, give each of the guests one slice of meat, for who omer, and the messenger said, telushtayim, take two pieces of meat. Ve'em natlu shalosh, and they ended up taking three slices of meat from what ends up turning out. We get informed that it's Kodesh, that it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Kula mo'alu, everybody is in violation of Me'ilah and would have to bring a carbon besides the payback. The homeowner, because he told them to do one, and they did. The shliach, because he told them to take two, and they did. And the orchim, the guests, because on their own, they took a third. And therefore we have everyone in violation. If you take a look at the last entry of the Shita Mekubetzes, that's Chaf Beis, you'll see, Kulam Mo'alu, all of them are in violation, Balabayis Shehaya Echad Midaito, because one of them was taken based on his say-so, Ushliach Mo'al B'Shniya, and the Shliach is in violation of Me'ila because someone took on his say-so a second, V'ha'orchim B'Shlishis, and the guests are liable for the third one that they took on their own. Let's turn over to Amud Beis, and we're going to try to understand the middle statement over here, which was meat was the instruction, and he gave liver, or vice versa. Says the Gemara top of Amud Beis, Man Tana, who is the Tana de Chomilsa de Mimlech ala Shaliach Tarte Mili Havion? If the shliach has to consult, it's considered two things. This is a famous machlokes in Shas, that sometimes the shliach would not do exactly what he was instructed to do, but does something so very similar. And that, according to one opinion, is considered basically the same. And according to the other opinion, is nothing. If you have to ask, is this what you want? Then if you're asking, that means it's not what was really said. Omer Rav Chista said, Deloku Rabbi Akiva. We're not following Rabbi Akiva. Ditnan. Here's the statement. Hanoda min hayerek. A person makes a vow not to eat vegetables. Mutar b'deluin. He's permitted in gourds, because the litmus test here is, if you sent a messenger out to the market to buy vegetables, he would have to consult with you to ask, are gourds okay? Because in the wording of people, it's a different category. For Rabbi Akiva Oser, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's still forbidden. We want to know if your neder included gourds when you said vegetables. And Rabbi Akiva says, well, if the person comes back and says, would you like gourds? Obviously, on some level, when you say, get me vegetables, there's at least a possibility that you would want to include gourds in your statement. And therefore, we see from the way a messenger would handle your purchasing order, we get a sense in the wording of people that gourds is on some level included in vegetables. It's at least enough that he would come back and ask, would you like that? And therefore Rabbi Akiva says it's included when you make a vow against vegetables. Again, two obviously different cases. One is vows, one is messenger being sent to purchase things, but we get a sense of what that word means by the way it's handled by the messenger buying vegetables. Let's take a look at the Mefarish inner commentary, skipping the wide lines and counting into the small ones. I'm guessing about 9 lines. The line begins, Mutar b'deluin v'Rabbi Akiva oser. He's permitted in gourds, but Rabbi Akiva forbids it and considers it part of the vegetable concept. Dikas savar, because Rabbi Akiva holds, min echad hein. It's one type. So that's the assumption of our Gemara. Rav Chista says, Deloku Rabbi Akiva. It's apparently not following Rabbi Akiva, because the person said meat, and he went ahead and did liver. And Rabbi Akiva would say, well, if that's a consult type item, it should be included and it should not be considered a deviation, and the homeowner is the one who should be liable. Abaye Yomar, Abaye responded and said, Afilu Teimer Rabbi Akiva, no, this could be Rabbi Akiva too. Milo Boy Le'im Luche, doesn't he have to come back and consult? Even though Rabbi Akiva says anything you would consult on is still considered the topic. Guy would not say, you said meat, should I get you some nails? Should I get you a crowbar? He's not off topic, he's on topic, but he still has to ask. And therefore over here, where the person said meat, and he gave him the liver, had he asked, okay, but he didn't ask. When it was said in front of Rava, he said, Abaye, whose other name is Nachmeni, is indeed answering correctly, that Rabbi Akiva is willing to group it together, but if you want to be called doing the person's assignment as a messenger, you'd have to ask. And therefore, our Mishnah that excludes liver because he didn't ask can even follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. To summarize, there's a significant machlokes, which the Gemara says has nothing to do with our Mishnah in retrospect, but there is a significant machlokes. How far do you group things which are said by somebody? He says vegetables. Something that he would consult back with might be considered included in the statement of vegetables, but he would have to consult with you. But something that's totally off topic, that is not included in the category. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.